lye soap.
Uh-huh. Well, did she use a cloth or a rag or anything?
I don't remember that.
And what did she dry them on? Or what did your sister dry them on?
Well, they'd have we just had to, I'll tell you what, we just moved them from where they washed them in, dry them, and just put them away.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they did that then.
Well, did she wipe them on something?
No, wipe them with a nice clean towel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dish towel, they'd call it, you know.
Uh-huh. Now we're going to have to shift to modern day. Today, over your sink, what do you call those things?
Faucets.
Uh-huh.
Faucets, yeah.
And do you have any of those in the yard here?
Yeah, we have some in the yard. One right there behind those flowers.
Uh-huh. What do you call it out in the yard?
We call them faucets out there.
Uh-huh.
Hydrants.
Uh-huh.
Hydrants. After we have one there and one around the corner of the house there and out to the water tank. We got water all over the place here in the henhouse.
Oh, isn't that a godsend?
Oh, my. We got fountains out of henhouse. Don't put no water in there.
Hmm. Do that, huh?
Automatically.
Boy. Aren't you glad it's today?
I'll tell you what. Now, you take, for instance, it's a site on earth. You know this phone business. You know I can go in there and I can ring my sister or my daughter over there and nobody on the line don't know nothing about it. Well,
mm-hmm.
I can leave this line and ring in on some other lines that comes in there and by God, it automatically switches me up there. Nobody switches me. It automatically does that itself. And if anybody on the line hears you, they've got to take it down a receiver.
Yeah.
And if they have a receiver down before you ring, you can't ring nothing.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sight on earth. If you never saw them work that automatic deal in that phone business, I tell you, it's a sight. It's just almost human, that's all.
Huh, no, I've never seen it.
I'll tell you what, it's almost human. I can go there right now and ring my wife's sister on another line that goes in up there, the gentry.
Mm-hmm.
It does its own automatically switching everything just as good by God as you can. It don't seem possible, but it's a fact.
Isn't it convenient to know that you're in trouble and need help? You just pick up your phone.
Oh, my. Ain't much good anymore, huh?
What did you call those straps around the outside of a barrel?
Oops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you do anything with those when you were a kid?
I mean, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, we'd roll them around here in Yander, yeah. Play with them a lot.
Yeah.
About 20 years old, if a man was able to have a good horse and a nice buggy, he's right up there.
Oh, yeah.
Now then he got to have a number one car.
Yeah, that's right, too. If he's a young kid, the top has to be loose.
You bet.
You mentioned oxen. Were they common when you were a boy?
No, they was just going out. I think I remember me saying there. They was just when I began to come in to be grown, the ox teams was just a slipping over the banks.
Uh-huh. What did they call two of them when they were put together for a team?
They just called them an ox team.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I heard my father talk about somebody having a big pair of steers and they called them buck and bull.
Huh.
And I forget now, he told me what color they were. But I don't think we had this going so much when, now of course it's all hearsay with me about my father. He said that his uncles would be my great uncles.
Uh-huh.
There was two of them had families. They left over here 3 miles west of Decatur.